The Genius Octopus with a Thousand Arms is this idea that you are the business owner, but you're just carrying too many different things. It's sometimes referred to as, I'm just wearing all the different hats in the business. But I really like this idea. There's something about the imagery, the metaphorical mental model of being the business owner that's like an octopus with all these different arms. You're spread too thin. Then you're pulled in so many different directions.
What if you could step out of the day-to-day and see your business from a whole new perspective? Welcome to Above the Business, where we empower you to rise above the daily grind and embrace a higher way of business ownership. Get ready to build your business by design. Are you an agency owner looking to better understand your financials and take charge of your tax bill? Well, Club Capital is here to help. As the largest accounting and advisory firm for insurance agency owners in the country, they are way more than your everyday run-of-the-mill CPA. Club Capital provides financial, CFO, and tax advisory services that help you plan and forecast your financial success. You'll meet every month to review your agency's financial performance, the difference between your profit and actual cash flow, along with helping you better understand your bottom line. Visit club.capital to book a solution overview with one of our business consultants. Club Capital, way more than a CPA firm.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Above the Business podcast. So in today's episode, I've got a short one, but I think hopefully an image that you'll be able to kind of take into your own day-to-day life. You probably heard the quip from time to time, he's a genius with a thousand hands. It basically is not really a compliment. It's just that you're a smart business owner, but you're running around like a chicken with your head cut off. It's like what my dad or my grandfather used to say. And the reason I'm bringing this idea of, well, what does an octopus have to do with it? I want to give Marques Brownlee a tremendous amount of credit. I love Marques's tech YouTube videos. If you've not ever seen Marques Brownlee, go check him out on YouTube. 20 million plus subscribers, does just an incredible job with his YouTube channel. So anytime there's new tech that is coming out, I mean, he has been in the game for a really long time. But he himself had talked about this whenever he's gone on other episodes with other people, podcasts or YouTube videos. He has talked about this idea that he felt like that he was like an octopus kind of flailing around, and that what he needed to do was to begin to cut those arms off one at a time. And I'm going to get into a tool in just a second that, or maybe it's even just a concept more than it is a tool, that kind of helps you to be able to take this idea and then what do I do with it? Okay. So the genius octopus with a thousand arms is this idea that you are the business owner, but you're just carrying too many different things. It's sometimes referred to as, I'm just wearing all the different hats in the business. But I really like this idea. There's something about the imagery, the metaphorical mental model of being the business owner that's like an octopus with all these different arms. You're spread too thin. Then you're pulled in so many different directions. I mean, just think about it right now. If you were an octopus and every arm represented all the different roles that you have to carry in the business, how many arms would you have? And then what is the solution to that? Well, I think the solution is you have to begin to cut those arms off one at a time. One of my business partners and I, we were going through this very thing. He was effectively for a period of time, really kind of a one-man show. And he's slowly, we've started to begin to build a team around him and cutting those arms off strategically and in order, one at a time. And that brings me to, okay, Bradley, I got this idea. Marques Brownlee had talked about he was the genius octopus. He had to cut the one arms off at a time. He hired someone to start doing some of the filming. And then he hired his first editor. And goodness gracious, who knows how many editors he has at this point. And so he's began to kind of take things off one at a time. Now, what are some of the things that he specifically owns? Well, you know, that's relative to his business as a YouTuber. But for you, what is the order that you begin to kind of cut the arms off? I get this idea, but what's the sequence? Well, I want to give Dan Martell a tremendous amount of credit. We actually just dropped the Dan Martell podcast. And if you've not read his book, Buy Back Your Time, I do obviously highly recommend picking up that book. But in that book, he has a concept that is called the replacement ladder. So it's definitely his framework that we've kind of pulled into our program as well, because I think it's genius, with one slight edit to it. He talks about kind of the way, and these are much broader buckets, but specifically, you got to get yourself out of admin first. You do that by getting yourself an EA, number one. Number two is you get yourself out of delivery. Number three, you get yourself out of marketing. Number four, you get yourself out of sales. And then ultimately, you can replace yourself from a leadership perspective. And I think that that framework and even that idea of the replacement ladder, kind of building one upon another, kind of fits hand in hand with this idea of, we don't want to be the genius octopus with 1,000 arms. And that gives us some structure and framework to, what arm do I need to begin to cut off? How do I begin to actually remove myself from the business? Bradley, I've heard you talk. Yeah, it's nice to be able to have a blueprint to be able to build a business that runs without me. But really, what's the order that I do that? And I think it's this. Now, I know I'm wrapping some metaphors together, but hopefully you're following here. We don't want to be the genius octopus with 1,000 arms. We want to begin to cut those arms off one at a time. But what's the order that we do that? We use the replacement ladder, get ourselves out of admin, get ourselves out of delivery, get ourselves out of marketing, get ourselves out of sales. Then ultimately, we can even replace ourselves from a leadership perspective. Now, this is important. Does that order apply linearly to every single business? I would argue not necessarily. Specifically, I know a lot of our listening audience are insurance agency owners. If I could, I would actually replace number one and number two. I would actually say getting yourself out of customer delivery, the servicing of your customers would actually be number one. Then getting yourself out of an admin task would be number two, as an example. Maybe you want to get yourself out of sales before you get yourself out of marketing, as an example. I think those type of nuances and those type of little changes you make, I think those are things that you can make on your own, make those decisions depending on the business, depending on your needs, depending on your kind of where you are size-wise. You know, if you're at $300,000 in revenue a year, well, you probably need to be in sales a lot longer. But if you're at 3 million, probably not. Okay. We've probably already replaced you at that point. So some of this contextualized to where you are in your journey, but I do still like that framework that Dan picked up. So the genius octopus with 1,000 arms, hopefully it's just a mental model for you that, no, I don't want to be that. I'm going to begin to cut my arms off. How do I do that? I'm going to use the replacement ladder. Pick up Dan's book, Buy Back Your Time. And if you haven't listened to Monday's episode, I encourage you to go back and do that. All right. Look forward to seeing you all next week with another episode. I'm going to be talking about, can a business actually grow beyond the business owner? Can a business actually grow beyond the business owner? I look forward to seeing you there. Lead well and go be great.
You know how important it is to develop yourself and to develop your team. Well, if you're going to do that, you want to do it with the best. Work with Coach P Consulting to learn and implement the same strategies that he used to sell over 700 life policies in 2021 alone. You'll get personalized coaching 2 times a week and an in-depth look at how his office is run, and Coach P will train your team alongside his own. Get your first month free when you mention the Club Capital Leadership Podcast during signup. Visit CoachPConsulting.com to get started.